Happy Hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall. He's only a kid.
He's right.
A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Ah, what's going on? This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show. We are live on Spreaker. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You know, he's tweeting me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Baby, let's go.
This show, I recorded for everybody. This is what you listen to in your favorite talk shows in a commercial break. It's also for the hardworking average Joes out there working their ass off. And much more. I see this in the news. And before I even get into the headline, I just want to say there is nothing worse on this planet than a really good deadbeat dad. There is nothing worse on this planet than an absentee father. There is nothing worse on this planet than when a father thinks that money can fix everything. Oh, you get the point. I think the excuse, oh, I forgot to pull out, or she said she was on the pill. Be responsible. You're basically putting all the power in her hands if you knock up a girl and you didn't think to maybe not complete the whole task. I mean, let's be real here. 856-49-HOPPY. Because GOP Senate nominee Herschel Walker, a fervent critic of absentee fathers, is slammed as a hypocrite after admitting he has a secret 10-year-old son who he is estranged from. Now, also, Herschel Walker is 60 years old. So that means he had the kid when he was 50. So it's not like he had the kid when he was like 18 and hasn't heard from them since. He had this kid about a decade ago, exactly, in the 2010s. This wasn't that long ago. Dirtbag. And why is it always the politicians that are always against gay rights and always against this and that? And then they're the ones, like, what was that guy's name? Fred Thompson or whatever? I forget his name. The one that was giving head in the bathroom in, like, 2007. Like, why is it always, like, the people that are always so outspoken about it are the ones that you got to watch out for, are the ones that make you go, I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. I'm just saying, why is it always the people that are so over the top, the ones that are hypocrites? The ex-NFL player turned politician has previously criticized absentee fathers. In 2019, he said his most impressive accomplishment is being a good father. Well, he's part of that goody-goody gumdrops of the right side of politics where he's like, Donald Trump held a Bible in front of a church. He loves Jesus. He takes pictures with his wife that he cheats on all the time. He's a good man now because we see pictures of them as a family. He's one of those, like, propaganda, like, Jesus is there for you, like, type of guys. Nauseating. He has mentioned and praised his oldest son, Chris. Oh, that's good. I'm sure Chris and him have a delightful and wonderful situation. Herschel Walker petitioned for paternity and child support in 2013. That's interesting. I want to waste money on a kid that I didn't really want to have anyway. That's him trying to like flex on the woman, being like, look, now I care. Now I care. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Also in the news here, I saw this and this cracked me up. I love when the rich and elite are born into money, obviously, because they're the rich and elite. And then they might have talent. So, for example, everyone's favorite actress, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, that one. She's born into money, right? But she was good on Friends. She was good in every sappy, awful movie she made in the 2000s. But she went out and she put on blast Hollywood for being full of people who are famous for doing nothing, like Monica Lewinsky and Paris Hilton. Well, it wasn't like they didn't do anything. Critics say she is a nepotism baby who found stardom through actors and parents. Okay. The 53-year-old shared her annoyance about the way internet culture is diluting the actor's job during a chat with fellow actor Seabass Stan. Oh, I'm sure Seabass really asked the hard-hitting questions when she was babbling on. It wasn't like you had a mediator there to go, well, didn't you have rich parents, Jennifer? No, 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 no. During a taped conversation for Variety's Actors on Actors series. Yeah, this is a flop piece. No one's going to be interviewing her like Letterman or Howard Stern. And even he wouldn't do it now. Saying like, hey, what are you talking about? No, no, no. Everybody kisses her ass. Oh, she was so good in Friends. Wow, that was 30 years ago. Congratulations. Twitter users lashed out at the actress, with many labeling her a nepotism baby because she was born to two famous parents. Here's the one thing, though, that comes with this whole idea that, oh, the rich and elite have everything. They do. They have access to everything, but you also have to have the talent to back it up. What I mean is, look at Michael Jordan's son. No, not Michael B. Jordan. That's not his son. Forget the name of his son. Wasn't good at basketball. You know what I mean? Del Curry was okay at basketball. Stephen Curry, one of the best of all time. So it goes either way. So like, for example, her parents are Nancy Dow and former Days of Our Life actor John Aniston. That's great and all, but they're not that famous. But if they were super famous, Jennifer wouldn't be that famous. You know what I mean? But she had to try out for those roles. Like, money can only take you so far. It can put you in the same room as people, but are you going to get the same acting jobs? Because money will always put you in the same room as people. Always. It will give you access. It will give you a chance. Like, people have been like, oh, Jack Harlow, you know, came from money, and that's why he's famous. No, trust me. There are the million rappers out there whose parents paid $20,000 for a month to have their song be made and get five listens. Money solves all of life's problems, but not all of life's difficulties. I don't know what that means because I don't have money, so I just made that up. But it sounds like something you could make, a little meme of Ryan saying that. I don't even remember the quote I just said, so we're just going to move on from trademarking that. 856-49-HOPPY. Oh, let's hear this hard-hitting interview.
So, and it was right at the time when the internet was just becoming. It really sort of shaped so much of a new culture, kind of, about this thing of people becoming famous for basically doing nothing.
Yeah.
But yet having these incredible careers, and then women's sort of reputation. I mean, Pam, Paris Hilton.
We've been in that.
Wow, she's acting like she's above him. You're no different.
You would have been.
Let's hear the beginning. I want to hear this. Her and Sebastian Stan. Oh, he's quite the hard-hitting interviewer over there at Variety. Newspaper, or magazines, rather, just want any attention. So you're not going to get anything controversial asked by him.
Not a great cast member on Friends.
I loved Friends.
You would have been a Joey.
Friends. My friends and I would always go around and be like, like, who are you? Who are you most like? I mean, I always came closest to Chandler.
That's dorky. You're hanging out with your friends in the 90s. Hey, let's have a debate of which Friends character you are. Ugh. This guy is a douche.
Chandler.
Well, because I'm because I get very sort of like neurotic, and I used to die laughing. But
you're neurotic? Wow, you don't say, because your personality, man, you are just really riveting.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by dbinfusions.com. Listen to me. You want the best CBD, Delta 8, and other things? Go to dbinfusions.com and tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What a theme song. Sing it, baby. How you doing? Not so good, because I'm Wendy Williams. 856-499-HOPPY. You can literally play this in the club. Get the girls dancing from side to side. Hey, yo, DJ. Turn on the Wendy Williams theme song. Oh, the girls be twerking. Here's the drop. How you doing? Because I'm a dirty, rotten person who ruins lives. And karma finally hit me. Oh, I've said it like I meant it, because I'm Wendy Williams. And that attitude of saying it like I mean it has burned every bridge. Now I'm going to die alone with a husband that cheated on me with every assistant. I don't think you're doing too good, Wendy. Oh, and then your show goes off the air. And you weren't even there. You're an afterthought. People forgot about you. This is from the Daily Mail. Wendy Williams Show airing final episode this Friday without her as Sherry Shepherd prepares to take over her time slot permanently this fall. I love every single bit of that headline. Every single bit of it. You know why? Because if this sound effect will load, I will tell you why. Oh, the internet's slow today. Oh, that was so worth the wait, wasn't it? With Sherry Shepherd, man, she's going to go in and be hilarious and likable. Everything that Wendy is not. There is absolutely, positively nothing likable about Wendy. The Wendy Williams Show will air its final episode this Friday, bringing an end to the daytime series after over 13 years. Wendy Williams, age 57. Oh, she's a hard 57. She's a snorting a gram of cocaine every day, 57. Wendy Williams, 57, withdrew from the show last year and embarked on what was initially supposed to be a temporary leave of absence to cope with mental health issues. You know, she probably went to the loony bin. Hey, it's Wendy Williams. And they're like, listen, don't tell that patient anything. Her lips are very loose. Well, both of them are. 856-499-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. What I'm saying is this. Is I'm sure when she went on her temporary leave, she's like, I'll be back in 2 weeks. And then they're like, no, you are borderline personality disorder, sociopathic dirtbag. We're keeping you a little longer. A list of rotating guest hosts took her place, and in February, it emerged that Sherry Shepherd would permanently take over her slot this autumn. That is weird. That is a very dailymail.co.uk website, United Kingdom way of saying it. We say in the fall. They say this autumn. Now a spokesperson for the series has confirmed to Variety that the finale will be this Friday without her. Hi, just want to say goodbye and that the ratings are actually up without her. And thank you for listening and watching. Goodbye now. Sherry Shepherd, who became a fan favorite during her repeated runs as the guest host, will be on the show this week, including Friday. Wendy, I just want to say it's been great taking your job. I got a huge bump in my money. You're busy doing bumps of cocaine. I'm getting a bump in my money. Oh, Wendy Williams. She's a sad woman. I imagine they've had to replace a lot of like vases and things that you hold plants in. I see her in the kitchen when Wendy Williams gets really mad. And she just like throws vases and breaks plates and is like, ah! I'm going to make fun of a lot of people tomorrow to feel better about myself. It's sad. Not at all. It's kind of karma. It's hilarious. It's hilariously sad. But she talked about everybody else's life at all times. But when it comes down to her, she's the one with the juiciest skeletons in the closet. My neighbor walked by and probably thinks I'm a psychopath. 856-49-HOPPY. I record in the living room and I can see the little shadows through the window. I'm like, oh, they must just think. I heard my girlfriend says there's two people that smoke marijuana on the first floor. And they're like, that guy's a streamer, I think. He's always talking loudly. Like, yeah, that's how I do this show. That is how I roll. Know what I'm saying?
Smoke weed every day.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro with Dwayne, the mattress guy. Call Dwayne. 813-452-5555. 813-452-5555. When you tell Dwayne, the mattress guy, that I sent you, you're going to save between 50 to 80% off on the bed. You spend one third of your life in bed. You have sex in bed. You do other things in bed. You can eat in bed. They're going to have the best beds around. But you got to go there. You can't sit around because you want to go to one of the chain places that sells beds and they're just going to rip you off with their Rolexes and nice cars. No. Dwayne the mattress guy at Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro will hook you up, but you got to make that call. 813-452-5555 and tell Dwayne the mattress guy that you heard about it on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over.
Where?
Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right, enough of that. Brittany Griner is in a little bit of trouble the last 4 months, and the lack of a president in this United States of America has kind of prevented any chance of her coming back so far. Russian court extends Brittany Griner's detention until July 2nd, a day after her Phoenix Mercury teammates meet State Department officials and say they want her home. She was arrested in February at a Moscow airport. She was accused of having vape cartridges containing a cannabis derivative. Mm-hmm. A Russian court has now extended her pretrial detention for a second time. U.S. authorities say she has been wrongfully detained. I think it's wrong that she was detained, but she wasn't wrongfully detained. It's a crime. And you're in Russia. Because Russia loves us, right? Really good thinking, Brittany. Really planning ahead. Let's bring marijuana to the worst country in the world. Our position for some time on this has been very clear. Brittany Griner should not be detained. Yeah, but you're not in America. Not really hanging out, you know, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In April, Trevor Reed was released after more than 2 years in Russian detention involving a Russian citizen convicted in the U.S. of drug trafficking. Oh, that sounds fun, man. Sounds like a good time in Russia. Let's all just go to Russia. However, former Marine Paul Whelan is serving a 16-year sentence for espionage in another case that the State Department says amounts to wrongful detention. It sounds like the State Department is saying, this isn't good, but we don't have any solutions. But we're going to go publicly and say we're going to try to do something, but in the end do nothing and make a lot of money. Like all of politics. Don't you ever just feel like you're just getting screwed in the ass by like a huge cactus? Do you ever just feel like you're just getting screwed by politicians? They're like, oh, we're trying our hardest while eating caviar and doing anti-gay laws, even though we're really wanting to get some penis. It just makes you really bothered. We're here to do whatever we can to amplify and keep BG at the forefront, which is more important than any basketball game and anything else that's going on in our lives. We want BG to come home as soon as possible. It's number one on our list, says Mercury star Diana Taurasi. Did you notice I have a hard time saying STs? When I was on Tinder, I used to swipe left on girls with the name of Stephanie, because that would have been a lifelong problem. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Rudy Giuliani claims in furious tweets that he deleted, I refused all alcohol that evening. And he insists he was not drunk on election night. As he blasts former Trump officials who say he was definitely intoxicated. I am disgusted and outraged at the outright lie by Jason Miller and Bill Stepien. He wrote saying he was denying being drunk on election night. I was drunk on election night, bud. It's okay. I think the mayor was definitely intoxicated, but I do not know his level of intoxication when he spoke with the president, for example. So that's all the people that were involved in all that sketchiness in January 2021, trying to blame Rudy because he's a crazy, drunken, creepy old man. Oh, shut up. You guys aren't innocent either. You're probably banging hookers that night and snorting coke. Oh, boy, we're the good ones. Check your hard drive, douchebag. In a since-deleted tweet, Rudy Giuliani tore into former Trump aides and says he was only sipping on his favorite drink, Diet Pepsi. That would be Rudy Giuliani's favorite drink. I see him buying like a life supply of Diet Pepsi. You know what's really good with Diet Pepsi? Like, what's really good with Diet Pepsi? Pretzels. You have that, you eat some pretzels, and then you down it down with Diet Pepsi. Oh, my God. Forget about having sex, not at all. Forget about having fun, not at all. That is where you want to be. All right, I'm not going to play too much of this. I don't get too political on here, but I'm about to be 30 years old, so I'm trying to be a little grown up talking about the real issues. Here's Jason Miller throwing Rudy under the bus. Past midnight. So they're in a Senate meeting, And it's on a Zoom. So Rudy's drinking a water bottle. Yeah, I'm sober now. And it's everybody throwing him under the bus.
Yes, oh sure. It went over beyond midnight, yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rudy Giuliani being at the White House on election night and into the early hours the next morning?
I do.
What do you remember about when he came?
Had a lot of cocaine on his nose. Are they lying? Because when you have to think about how long it's been since then, and you're really trying to remember, it doesn't take you forever to say something in court. Because you're thinking of what to say because you're kind of exaggerating it. I'm not saying Rudy Giuliani wasn't drunk that night, but they're acting like, oh, we were innocent. We didn't do anything. You're Trump's former campaign manager. You're not free of scandal either, buddy boy. All right, we're going to hear about how drunk he was.
I had heard that he was upstairs, yeah. You know, in that aforementioned
jerking
reception
off
area.
Yeah.
And
hey, who wants to see my penis? I'm Rudy Giuliani.
He was looking to talk to the president.
Yeah.
And
I feel like a lot of people probably want to talk to the president, man, on election night. That's the person you want to talk to because you're hoping he gets elected because then you get a job. No, you're telling me that Rudy Giuliani wanted to talk to the president? No way. Whoa. That is breaking news, Jason Miller.
And it was suggested instead that he come talk to several of us down off the map room.
Yeah, they're trying to save his ass, too, because they know Trump doesn't really like when people are drunk. And they're like, hey, talk to us first. But you're also making it about you because you're afraid that he's going to say something that's going to be used in the court of law, I think. Maybe.
You said that you had heard that Mr. Giuliani wanted to talk to the president, and then he was directed your way. Did you end up talking to Mr. Giuliani when he was directed?
Hey, Trump, have the hookers come yet? Okay, I'll be waiting.
I did.
What was that conversation?
A lot of conversations were directed my way.
Sounds like you had a fun job. I'm sure you are so riveting to hang out with, Jason Miller. My name's Jason Miller, 35, and I'm an alcoholic, and it's because I had to work with Trump. 856-49, Hoppy. Charlotte Horns. Wow. Let's do a quick rewind there. Did I really just call this wow. Let's go to break.
Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Remember that song that like was popular in the 70s? Yee-ha-ha, the funny farm. Life is beautiful all the time. Woo-hoo. I was having a hard time getting a word out. Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. He is over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, and when you sit down in that seat, tell Rich Kaley that you heard about it on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All right, take two. Charlotte Hornets forward. Montrezl Harrell is taken in with cops after Kentucky troopers found 3 pounds of marijuana in vacuum-sealed bags. And it happened in Kentucky. literally one of the most uncool places in America when it comes to marijuana. Hornets forward Montrezl Harrell is facing a felony drug charge after authorities said they found vacuum-sealed bags of marijuana in his car. He was pulled over in Richmond, Kentucky on May 12th for allegedly driving his 2020 Honda Pilot too closely to the vehicle in front of him. Dude, oh my God. This goes to all these celebrities that have been getting caught with weed lately. Brittany Griner, this guy, other people that are not coming to my mind. The rapper at the show in New York, everybody getting caught. You got to make sure that if you're driving around with 3 pounds of marijuana, that you don't drive around with 3 pounds of marijuana when your car reeks. Because officers observe the odor of marijuana. He admitted to being in possession of it and produced even more from his sweatpants. He could face up to 5 years if convicted. Marijuana is worth as much as $4,000 per pound where it's illegal. So it could be worth as much as $12,000. Like, I don't know, dude. I just don't get why you're like trying to get caught. You know what I mean? Let me just drive with 3 pounds of marijuana in the car. When he's made $34 million in the NBA. Hopefully he hasn't gone through it. You're going to need the money, bro. Speaking of the NBA, Klay Thompson, poser, age 29, gets lifetime banned from Warriors home game after conning his way onto the court for a 10-minute shoot-around prior to Game 5 of the NBA Finals. I love when these championship games feature the pranks. Like last year's Super Bowl had the guy, I forget what he did, I think he was naked, running around, Raymond James. Yeah. A Klay Thompson poser has received a lifetime ban from Warriors home games after conning his way onto the court for a 10-minute shoot-around. YouTube prankster Dawson Gurley. Of course his name is Dawson. If you were to tell me what the hell is the name of someone who does pranks on YouTube, my first guess would be Dawson. He revealed his ban from Warriors games on Tuesday on Twitter. Gurley, who wore Thompson's uniform, says he walked by 5 layers of security. It's pretty frightening, to be honest. And it doesn't even really look like him, dude. It really depends on how tall he is. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Like, it really depends on, he took a picture of the letter that he got, that he got from the Warriors. In-person service. Mr. Dawson Gurley, a.k.a. Big Doss TV. Chase Center, Thrive City, and whatever arena property band. Dear Mr. Gurley, on June 13, 2022, you entered through the employee entrance of Chase Center prior to the GSW versus Celtics game, NBA Finals game, without a valid ticket, valid credential, or pre-approved authorization by Chase Center. He kind of did get the authorization, though, in a way, if the security guards are like, hey, what up, Klay Thompson? Looks like you gained 20 pounds. Come on in. Your actions were also deemed to be of criminal trespassing, and we reserve the right to pursue any criminal charges through the city of San Francisco. Your conduct was in violation of the rules of the NBA and Chase Center, as well as violations of the law of the city of San Francisco and California. You are banned from any NBA, WNBA, oh, what a punishment, NBA G League or 2K League games. what a dummy. All of them. Did they give a lifetime ban to the security guards, the five layers of security guards? They're like, that's totally Klay Thompson. He kind of looks like Klay Thompson. It looks like if you were going as Klay Thompson for Halloween and you did like a pretty good job, but it's not spot on because it doesn't look identical. You know what I mean? It's not like quite a doppelganger. He has to dress up to look like it. I am sad news to admit, not at all. This news isn't that sad. It's whatever. And this is somebody, I am the authority on web browsers because I've been on the internet my whole life since 1993. I didn't have any siblings. We are saying goodbye to a real one. Oh, no. Rest in peace, Internet Explorer. Microsoft will finally retire its web browser 27 years after its first launch. If I could equate what Internet Explorer was like in 2022, you know what like a cat lives to be? Like my cats lived to be 17 and 18 and they looked rough in the end. Imagine what a cat looks like at 27 years old when it's about to die. And that's what Internet Explorer looked like. Internet Explorer sucked when it was the only option. It was slow. It would always freeze up. And then Mozilla Firefox came around in like the 2010s. And then there was Safari that came around and it was better. Internet Explorer was like, yes, we launched by Microsoft back in 1995. How can we never update ourselves? Like the energy of going on the internet using Internet Explorer is like, hey, there's one Kmart that's open in a small town. Let's go shopping at Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
They rolled out the new Edge browser, though. Trust me. Nobody knows what the hell an Edge browser is. Oh, Microsoft, you just never caught up with the times, man. Not at all. Microsoft, man, just never really took off. Like, it took off, and I guess Microsoft Teams is doing good. Like, it's popular with Gen X and boomers. That's fine. Whatever. But they're not really hip when it comes to, like, much. But then again, Bill Gates does run the company. And he is a sociopathic nerd that knew Jeffrey Epstein. No big deal. Had a pedophile island. Oh, whatever. Doesn't matter. Bradley Cooper admits, I was addicted to cocaine. And he turned to drugs after he was on the show Alias. He had a demotion that left him lost with zero confidence early in his career. He was on the main cast from 01 to 03 before being demoted to a guest. He was only filmed in one episode from 03 to 06. Well, don't even worry, Bradley. We haven't thought about that show in 17 years.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that I went to class last night with my girlfriend and I feel alive. Amir is the man. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. He has different classes, 2800 22nd Street North. That's in St. Petersburg for all the info. AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
If I may quote the legendary but creepy rapper known as T.I., he is so lucky that there is the statute of limitations. But he has a great song. It goes like this. What up? What's happening? All you haters, listen to Happy Hour.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Jason Momoa and Asa Gonzalez calling it quits with the onset.
Yeah, she had enough of his uptight ass. He seems like such a douche.
Jason Momoa and Asa Gonzalez calling it quits with the onset of summer marking an end to their romance.
Yeah.
He's trying to be a gentleman.
E.T. confirmed the two were dating last month, and now we're learning the relationship was always pretty casual.
Yeah, he was cheating on her all the time, and she thought maybe she had a chance at his money. And it just was not meant to be, because let me see how old she is. Oh, she's 32, so that's a little more even-keeled. That's a little more less, like, age difference, because his age is 42, so it's 10 years apart, but she's in her 30s. She's got some gray hairs everywhere.
The source explains they're both busy with work commitments and their own lives.
And banging other people because they didn't really feel an attachment. The first girl that you have a friends with benefits after a bad breakup, you're not going to marry that girl or even date her long term. Just, as they say, you got to get under somebody or on top of them. I never got why it was always you got to get under somebody to get over your ex. I mean, I get what they're, but sometimes it's better to be on top.
Jason is very focused on his career right now. They realize they're both different and looking for different things.
Yeah, he's probably looking to like just bang other women forever. And she's like, I'm 32. My clock's ticking a little bit.
That's correct. This is correct.
This echoes what E.T. learned about the relationship in May.
Yeah.
Another source revealing, quote, Jason and Asa started as friends, but always had an underlying chemistry. And things are casual between them. And although it's not clear if they were dating at the time, in April, Jason attended the red carpet of Asa's movie, Ambulance.
Oh, that was a good movie, right? We all heard about it.
Well, I can't say it'll ruin it, man.
When it comes to Asa's
dating... Yeah, man, I'm so cool. I'm Jason Momoa. I just talk like a bro at the beach.
Ambulance.
Well, I can't say it'll ruin it, man.
Yeah, man. Come on. I gotta keep up my attitude.
When it comes to Asa's dating history, the actress had a romance with Josh Duhamel that ended in 2018.
He's so good looking. That's the guy from, what's that show called, Josh Duhamel? Along with Drew Barrymore, right? Yeah. Oh, what was that? What was that thing called? Remember that show? I'm trying to fucking load it. Maybe he wasn't on that show. I'm thinking about the one where they were zombies and they were eating things and... Pardon me, I don't know much.
And shortly after, she was romantically linked to Timothy Chalamet after the pair were spotted kissing. Asa dating Jason follows his split from Lisa Bonet after the pair announced they were going their separate ways in January. At the time, the Aquaman star took to Instagram to announce the news of their separation, writing, quote,
and every girl was like, oh my God, cash grab time.
We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding and our family is of no exception. Feeling and growing from the seismic shifts occurring, and so we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage.
Yeah. Who cheated first? 856-49-UPPY.
Britney Spears has some strong words for her brother, Brian Spears.
Back up, you loser!
On Tuesday, the 40-year-old pop star shared a lengthy Instagram post talking about her wedding last week to Sam Eshgar.
Here we go! She's living in the past. She should be just having so much sex with Sam.
Sorry, her drinking habits and her older brother. She started off her post by reminiscing on how much fun she had at her nuptials.
Are you sure?
Revealing that wedding guests Madonna and Selena Gomez fell multiple times and also admitted that she fell once, but because of rose petal decor. Clara,
man, do they all like have like what? Why are they falling? Too much wine.
Fine that she did not drink that night. Britt then talked about her drinking habits, claiming she doesn't drink alcohol because she had to get drug tested 3 times a week during her 13-year-long conservatorship.
That's annoying.
Because her stomach can't handle it anymore.
Oh, man, just give her a lot of cocaine and she'll be good to go.
But even though she doesn't drink, Britt claimed in her post that her dad, Jamie Spears, went out to bars every night and said her brother, Brian, would eat, quote, shrimp salad with a Jack and Coke every night in Vegas after my show. show and even sometimes before.
That's gross. Such a white trash thing.
She also claimed he never let her have a, quote, sip of his cocktails.
Can you turn on a NASCAR race for me? I'm going to have shrimp and a Jack and Coke.
The Piece of Me singer then went on to call out her older brother's 2020 appearance on the Not Seen on TV podcast, saying, quote, "And Brian, your podcast interview was so special. I know you and the family had no bad intentions at all whatsoever, taking all those years away when I wanted to honestly just be a respected individual with a glass of red wine. But..."
And then here's the annoying part. Her family gaslights her, but they go, "But we love you, even though we ruined your life."
Like you said in your interview, Brian, when asked by that incredibly kind man, "Why doesn't your family just let her be?" Your response was, "She can't even make a dinner reservation," adding,
"Oh, yeah. He would have ruined the wedding, man. He would have just been like, hey, guys, I'm so proud of you, Brittany."
"None of you ever wanted it to end because you all love telling me what to do and treating me like absolutely nothing."
Hell yeah, Brittany, you go and you tell them what's up. You tell every one of them. I'm so proud of her, man. I've never met her. Probably never will. I hope I do. But I'm just saying, I'm proud of her.
"What you said right there to that man in that interview said everything, Brian."
I lied that she's defending herself. It's kind of sexy.
The pop princess then revealed her brother was never invited to her wedding, despite reports. Quote,
I feel like people thought that Brittany is just this dummy, and now they're seeing that she's actually kind of commanding the room, and it's kind of sexy, to be honest.
"Quote, you were never invited to my wedding, so why even respond? Do you honestly think I want my brother there who told me no to a Jack and Coke for 4 years? What?"
Oh, that really hit her, the Jack and Coke thing. Forget about the not loving you thing. "You took my Jack and Coke." That is the most Mississippi thing ever.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Finding travel deals amid soaring vacation prices. Good luck.
What a douche. "I can afford it because I'm rich, but you guys watching it that need to pay for a funeral because your dad that lives across the country, you got to fly from Los Angeles all the way to New York, and you're watching this and you realize that the plane prices are going up. Let me rub it in a little more because I can pay for it because I'm a rich elite douche."
Finding travel deals amid soaring vacation prices. Good luck.
Hey, buddy, finding a woman that won't cheat on you. Good luck.
Report says domestic airfares are up, get this, 47% since January.
Gross.
Our transportation correspondent Gio Benitez is at LaGuardia Airport here in New York with...
Ah, dump of a place.
How to beat these high prices? We are all ears, Gio.
Oh, jeez.
Hey there, TJ. Yeah, we are seeing prices in the travel industry like we've never seen before. And
let's go, Brandon! Woohoo!
Incredibly, people are willing to pay them. But this morning right here,
what are we going to do? Not fly? Enough of this news clip. I'm surprised people are paying for the gas prices. They'll say that too. What are you going to do? Go on a horse and carriage? Get the hell out of here.
Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow are taking a walk down memory lane.
Ah, living in the past. That's always healthy.
More than 20 years later, the former couple gave fans an inside look at what their relationship was like before they broke
a lot of oral sex
off their engagement.
And that was like Gwyneth like seven faces ago.
Opened up about
same with Brad. I'm not being sexist. They both were better looking back then.
Inside look at what their relationship was like before they broke off their engagement.
Yeah.
And opened up about where they stand now in a new interview for Gwyneth's brand, Goop. During the candid conversation, the 49-year-old reflected on what her late father, Bruce Paltrow, thought of Brad, saying, "Since it's almost Father's Day, I'm going to ask you about Bruce. I'll never forget when we were engaged and he came to me one day, his eyes full of tears. And he said, 'You know, I never really realized what they mean when they say you're gaining a son, like I'm gaining a son. What impact did he have on you? Why did he love him, even though we didn't get married, unfortunately?'"
Yeah, she regrets it. That guy she's with, douchebag.
"Yeah, right? Oh, man, everything works out, doesn't it, Brad?"
Yeah, Brad's like, "Yeah, totally. I married a sociopath. And she began as a side chick when I was with Jennifer. I've made a lot of good decisions."
Asked,
To which the mom of two, who married TV writer Brad Falick in 2018, joked, "Yes, it does. I finally found the Brad I was supposed to marry. It just took me 20 years.
So funny.
The Fight Club star and Gwyneth met on the set of Seven in 1994 and got engaged in 1996.
All right, good for them. 856-489-HOPPY. 856-494. Let's do some cocaine with Bradley Cooper.
We go straight to our GMA cover story, Bradley Cooper. He's getting canon about a rough patch in his 20s, opening up on a popular podcast about how he struggled with drug addiction, depression, also says who helped save his life. We'll read back with the story. Good morning, Will.
Hey, George, the primary goal of really any interview is to get to the truth, maybe even elicit some vulnerability.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Bradley Cooper has been interviewed thousands of times.
Oh, geez.
You've never heard him this raw, sharing that before he became who he is as an actor and as a person, he was lost and addicted to cocaine.
Got it.
Actor Bradley Cooper getting deep about his past struggles with substances and self-esteem on the podcast Struggles with Substances and Self-Esteem on the podcast Smartless, hosted by Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes.
You have to be like an elitist to want to listen to that. It is so douchey. It is ridiculous.
I know you're not supposed to cry on this show. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is pretty emotional.
Yeah.
I didn't know Will that well then. And he was like, "Hey, man, do you remember we had dinner the other night?" And Will, or Arnett, telling me, he's like, "You were a real..." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah. And by the way, have your dogs gone out to the bathroom?" And I was like, "What? No, what time is it?" "It's 4 o'clock. "Oh, no. I think they have to go to the bathroom. They're literally standing by the door." And that was like the first time I ever realized I had a problem with drugs and alcohol.
That sucks. No one wants to live that.
I like to run by myself, okay?
Me too.
Oh, man. Jennifer Lawrence and Silver Linings Playbook.
"Hey, I like to run alone. Will you stop? Okay?"
The 47-year-old star of the Hangover franchise, Silver Linings Playbook.
That should not have been a franchise. That should have been one and done.
A Star Is Born and more. Detailing the darkness of his cocaine addiction during his younger years. Starting out in Hollywood.
Couldn't get into any clubs. Like, no girls wanted to really look at me. Like, it was like, what? I mean, totally depressed. It wasn't till really Hangover. I was 36 when I did the Hangover. So I got to go through all of those things before fame even played into my existence on a day.
That's good, man. I'm glad you got all your demons out before you really could have used them.
Next up, Savannah Jeopardy. Every night, talented people get up there. Well, you hosted it, so I figured I'd just lump you in here.
Nice.
People get up there and they, you know, they answer questions that would stump most of us. But sometimes, not often, a contestant gets stumped at a question that we all know the answer to. This week that happened to Mazen Omer.
Knight 400.
To honor his father, this star here was knighted in his birth name. So he's Sir Morris Micklewhite. Mazen.
Who's Mick Jagger?
No.
Lisa, who is Michael Caine?
Oh,
yeah. You can imagine, the wrong answer went viral.
To be honest, you have to be a nerd to know who Michael Caine is. Maybe that guy wasn't a nerdy enough to be on Jeopardy. I want to see you, Carson Daly, go up there and say anything. Speaking of going up there and just being a complete bitch.
Jennifer Lopez revealed that she almost stepped away from her career following intense public scrutiny about her personal life.
Oh no, you poor baby.
There was many times where I was just like, I think I'm just gonna quit.
Damn it. You didn't? Oh, your music was so good in the 2010s. 2000s, passable pop music. 2010s, come on now.
I had to.
Also, you should never quit because you copied Selena and she's dead, so just keep doing it.
I had to really figure out who I was. And
a copycat?
Believe in that and not believe anything else.
Okay.
In her new Netflix documentary, Halftime, which was released on Tuesday, the Hustlers actress emotionally opened up about how negative comments led her to question everything.
Yeah, because you start to realize that you're a phony and that you don't have a humble bone in that fat ass of yours.
No matter what I achieved, their appetite to cover my personal life overshadowed everything that was happening in my career.
That's because you let that happen. You didn't command the room, J-Lo. You're the type of person, I don't care about the haters, but all I talk about is the haters. Every acceptance speech, because it bothers you, because deep down you don't know how to just live in the moment and not live in the shadow of Selena.
just had a very low self-esteem.
That sucks.
I really believed a lot of what they said, which is I wasn't any good.
Yeah, I mean, you're all right. You get a little auto-tune there. You sound passable. Waiting for tonight!
I wasn't a good singer. I wasn't a good actress. I wasn't a good dancer. I wasn't good at anything.
Wow, you're being honest with yourself.
I didn't even belong here. Why wouldn't I just go away?
True.
Jen's fiancé, Ben Affleck, spoke out on the doc, too, looking back on their headline-making relationship.
Oh, wow.
I said to her once, doesn't this bother you?
No, I love being miserable. Get the hell out of here, Ben, you passive-aggressive drunk.
She said, I'm Latina, I'm a woman. I expected this.
That's sad.
You just don't expect it.
Yeah.
You expect to be treated fairly.
Later in the special, J-Lo explained what it was like living in the public eye and how it shaped her.
One of the things I'm proud of
shaped her
is that I'm able to hold it together in front of everybody.
Yeah, but behind closed doors, I'm a different person. Watch out for my anger.
Without anybody knowing how I feel.
Sociopath!
Like, even now, I'm not going to get into what my relationships were like.
Yeah, because you don't want people to know that you're not a good person. You don't, and I'm not saying your significant others were good people, but you don't want people to know that you're a scary witch. Because if you're not wanting to talk about it, that means you're not genuine. That means you have a lot of skeletons in the closet.
But in how it relates to me and the journey that I've been on.
Yeah.
I had to learn that the key was not so much about other people, but about you.
About being myself and thinking about myself and being a narcissist and living in denial. Narcissism 101.
And shared new details about how she found her self-worth again after welcoming her twins, Emmy and Max.
At 42, movie roles were not knocking down my door.
That sucks, man. Maybe make better movies.
And as I was getting back to work, I really felt like I didn't know what my value was.
Yeah, we didn't know either. You made some good songs and then just kind of went away.
Anymore.
And then you came back and we were so happy.
I was doing American Idol. That was the first big job I did after I had the babies. And it was good for me at that time.
That's good. I was worried about your mental health.
People could see me for who I was.
Yeah.
And that changed everything.
So you're a nice person? I didn't think so. Because you came off pretty nice on American Idol. We know that was nothing that was real.
The new special goes into detail about how the on-the-floor singer prepped for her Super Bowl halftime show.
So we're going to get into that right here. She's not happy she had to share the stage with Shakira because she's got this confidence in her that does not exist. And Shakira!
There's got to be certain songs that we sing, though. You know what I mean? Like, we have to have our singing moments. Okay. It's not going to be a dance review.
You sound delightful, J-Lo. People don't want to hang out with you. I'm surprised. In this clip, you're coming off like a real sweetie pie.
To sing our message.
Get a feel of it now when you say 6 minutes.
This was the worst idea in the world to have two people do the Super Bowl. It was the worst idea.
How did Eminem, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, 50 Cent and Mary J. Blige do it? You didn't hear Mary J. Blige complaining. Oh, that's right. You are a copycat. That's right. You are unoriginal. You can't share the spotlight because everything's going to be about you. And you were especially mad after the fact that you got fair to average reviews and Shakira did not. She got great reviews. You're just jealous, J-Lo. And that's what's prevented you from going so far is that big ego of yours.
That was pretty candid. I was actually surprised that made it into the documentary, but it did make me think that to be that big of a superstar, that famous,
oh,
that
no. accomplished. We're going to find a way to feel bad for this douchebag.
You're still clawing tooth and nail for just a few extra minutes. I was shocked. What did you think?
I agree. And something.
I don't care about your opinions. I'm here to say them. 856-49-HOPPY. It is just not surprising at all that J-Lo would do that. I didn't go, oh my God, she doesn't want to share the spotlight with people. She seems like such a nice person. She just seems like, ugh, she just me out. You ever look at somebody and you're just like, you could be a 10 out of 10, but that personality of yours, ugh.
I think we just want our child to pursue whatever would make them happy.
Hell yeah.
If that's what they believe would make them happy, then...
Sex!
Absolutely.
Well, fast forward to 2022.
Mm.
Charlie Sheen might have changed his tune after daughter Sammy reveals she's joined OnlyFans.
If they get older, there's not much we can do.
Yeah.
Sammy, who turned 18 in March, shared her OnlyFans announcement on Instagram.
I had a traumatic moment when I was like, not totally looking it up or anything. And I was like, oh, she was born in 2004 and is the age 18. Delightful.
...in a bikini at a pool. The caption in the pic, click the link in my bio if you want to see more.
Oh, we do.
So, how are her famous parents reacting?
Whatever they want to do, I just want them happy and follow their passion and their heart.
Mom Denise Richards is true to her word, showing some love in the comments. Quote, Sammy, I will always support you and always have your back. I love you. But Dad, yeah, he's not on the same page. In a statement to ET, Charlie seemingly blames Denise for Sammy's career move. Quote, she is 18 years old now and living with her mother. This did not occur under my roof.
No, you just had orgies and neglect. She wasn't even under your roof. You were a deadbeat the whole time.
While OnlyFans is a platform for all content creators, it's gained a reputation as the go-to social media for adult entertainers.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's such sexism and mansplaining by Charlie Sheen, by the way. Oh, my daughter exploring her sexuality. No, but I could be on a show that was called Two and a Half Men that was nothing but semen jokes for 16 years or however long it was.
Which seems to be Charlie's issue. His statement continues, quote, I do not condone this, but since I'm unable to prevent it, I urged her to keep it classy, creative, and not sacrifice her integrity.
But when I did all that, that's fine. What a douche.
Now, Denise fired back with a response of her own, telling ET, quote, Sammy is 18 and this decision wasn't based on whose house she lives in. All I can do as a parent is guide her and trust her judgment, but she makes her own choices.
I don't ever want to push my kids to do something they don't want to do, but I encourage them if that is something they want to do, then to try it and explore different things that they may not have tried before. And I always think it's good for kids to have a passion.
Hell yeah. Also, I'm on Reddit, and I found one of her pictures, and wow! She took a picture of her butt. Whoa, I've never seen that before. So she's going to be like a Bella Thorne then. Charlie Sheen thinks that, I mean, I'm not saying that this isn't going to happen. But she's just taking pictures of her butt. She's not showing anything. If you're paying for this, you're a loser. You literally are a loser. Well, let me see what else is here. Oh, and it's her answering things from her fans. Underwater kissing, romantic or not? She says, yes, it's romantic. Let me look at this other image right here. Oh, wow, she's in a bikini showing off her butt. Oh, wow, Charlie, you got to really, like, I don't know. I don't think she'll be having sex on camera, Charlie. It's probably just a way to get back at you for being a deadbeat loser.
Charlie and Denise's co-parenting struggles have played out in the press since they split in 2005.
Yeah, so you've had 17 years, essentially her whole life of you two going at it. Maybe it's both your faults.
All about, as I said, achieving an unpolluted relationship with my children. And that is all that matters.
They also share daughter Lola, who's now 16. The couple broke up while Denise was still pregnant with Lola. They finalized their divorce a year later in 2006.
Man, just looking at Sheen is creepy. Speaking of creepy.
Has just revealed some major news.
BTS is on a hiatus. No!
BTS just revealed some major news, and it's not smooth like butter. The K-pop supergroup announced that they are going on a, quote, temporary hiatus to focus on solo projects.
That means they broke up, all nine of them.
The shocking revelation came as the group hosted their annual Festa dinner, which
maybe their fans can finally get a life now.
Celebrates their 2013 debut.
I always thought that BTS was different from other groups, but the problem with K-pop and the whole idol setup is that they don't give you time to mature. You just keep producing music and... Let me see here. You just keep producing music and keep doing something. Sounds like they were overworked. That sucks, man. Well, rest in peace to them. You can listen to their music and all their 9 million projects. Can you imagine being a diehard BTS fan? You're going to have to keep up with like 9 different people's projects.
Back with us in the Bay and here at Chase Center tonight, 24-time Grammy Award winner, the one and only Jay-Z.
So he brought his daughter to the game, and let me skip over this because they're going to play some of the music at the arena and I can't play it. Here we go.
Carter still doesn't love being the center of attention, at least not all the time.
I can't play this because they're playing the music. So she looked embarrassed at the basketball game and everybody freaked out and the road ended.
In today's Tech Bites, drone deliveries in Northern California. Amazon is launching Prime Air outside Sacramento. Packages 5 pounds or less will be delivered to customers within an hour. Amazon says the drones have safety systems to avoid obstacles, including other aircraft. The FDA has cleared the way for the Apple Watch to be used as a tool for patients with Parkinson's disease, thanks to its motion sensors.
That's good.
The agency granted approval to a digital health startup to pair its software with the watch. It will track symptoms such as tremors and allow doctors...
That's a good movie from the 80s.
...access that data. Finally, Sony is out with a new high-end Walkman. The MP3 player costs $3,700. It uses gold to improve sound quality.
That's dumb.
It's also a $1,400 version. Both models are compatible with most music streams.
You would have to be an asshole to get that. How much was this?
Streaming high-end Walkman. The MP3 player costs $3,700.
$3,700 for an MP3 player. You would have to be a millionaire millennial that wants to live in the past. Pardon me for a second, but like some things from the 90s and 2000s can be there. Like, I don't get the idea of, oh my God, I miss Family Video if you're from the Midwest. Or, oh my God, I miss Blockbuster or Hollywood Video. You miss having to drive. Because if it was open, we'd be complaining about gas. I had to spend all this money for movies and popcorn and da-da. I love the idea of having everything in front of me on my couch. It's okay to like the movies from the past, but the technology, oh, I miss dial-up. You miss not being able to be in, number one, having a home phone, and number two, not being able to be on your home phone because you had to be online. Some things from the 90s suck, dude. You ever seen that show on Vice, The Dark Side of the 90s? Look it up. Everyone needs to stop living in the past so much. Like, the 90s was cool and all, don't get me wrong, but damn. Like, if you're paying $3,400 for a Walkman that's gold, I don't want to be around you. Speaking of people I don't want to be around, that bitch, Amber Heard.
This was the most humiliating and horrible thing I've ever been through.
Maybe don't be a sociopath then. Maybe if you made good decisions, this would be avoided.
Amber Heard is standing by her testimony after a jury found her liable for defamation in the highly...
Sociopath!
...publicized case brought against her by her ex-husband, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I heard of him.
To my dying day, will stand by every word of my testimony.
Until your dying day, you will be alone, because no man will trust you.
He never hit you. He can't. Never. Is yeah. that a lie? Yes, it is.
The Aquaman...
All right. Well, we don't know that, but...
...actress opened up to today's Savannah Guthrie in her first interview since the trial, and she said she has never felt more removed from... her own humanity.
She should have asked Savannah Guthrie, hey Savannah, what's the key to being a middle-aged, miserable old woman?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.net, the best trainer in all of the Bay Area.
Live from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we are. Go to FitSageFitness.net or Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram and tell Devin Prasad that I sent you. He will hook you up. And if you don't live in the Bay Area, please don't move here. But you can work out with him virtually. For all the info, FitSageFitness.net.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrister. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Damn, son.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me. You know the drill. Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. Let's get back to the news.
Happy Hot Topic.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with a huge double congratulations to Post Malone. While on the Howard Stern show, the rapper revealed his baby was born and it's a lovely girl. Plus, he's an engaged man. Post slid this information in very subtly during his chat with the host as he was casually talking about his routine before he heads to the studio. Now, at the moment, the congratulations star still has not revealed the identity of the mystery woman in his life.
He doesn't need to. He doesn't need to. Some people might just want to keep it private.
Exactly the baby was born, but we do know that he shared the news that he was expecting early last month. Overall, congrats to Posty from the HL fam. Moving on to Britney Spears, because she's not playing games when it comes to her peace and space. This week, the singer's ex-husband, Jason Alexander, was arraigned in court on charges that included felony stalking stemming from the incident where he had filmed himself trespassing onto Britney's property.
Loser!
Just hours before her wedding to San Francisco.
You know, like when you go to a club and you're hanging out with that old dude who literally is good looking and in great shape and can't get any chicks at the club? That's her boyfriend. I was married to Britney Spears for 2 hours. Cool, bro. That was 20 years ago.
Sorry. Well, now Hollywood Life has learned from Britney's attorney, Matthew Rosengart, that an emergency restraining order has been put into place for 3 years.
That's good.
Jason, who was infamously married to Britney for 55 hours following a shotgun wedding in Vegas in 2004, cannot come anywhere near the singer until at least 2025.
Why does he need to?
I guess when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
That seems like a prize.
And speaking of one of Britney's actual wedding guests, let's talk about Selena Gomez.
Ew.
While speaking to the Hollywood Reporter, the singer made a rare comment about
saying it's everyone else's fault.
Justin Bieber. Selena admitted that the end of her and JB's relationship allowed her to develop a character where she doesn't tolerate any sort of nonsense or disrespect in any way. The rare beauty founder also...
And now you're all alone, so it must be everybody else's fault. While Bieber is literally having health problems. Let me talk about something from 9 years ago. Sociopath! No wonder he cheated.
Obviously, as you can probably see from my face, I have this syndrome called... Ramsey Hunt syndrome.
Justin Bieber gives a health update after revealing he has a rare facial paralysis syndrome. The pop star says he's leaning on his faith through it all.
I think it's just my...
Yeah, I wish I was religious. I am not.
My job to be a light and share what I've been, what I went through as far as my spiritual journey.
Justin hopped on Instagram Tuesday to update his fans, writing a lengthy post sharing insight on his road to recovery. Quote, "Each day has gotten better, and through all the discomfort, I have found comfort in the one who designed me and knows me."
Your dad and mom?
So for those who are frustrated by my cancellations of the next...
Then you're a loser. You think he wanted to cancel making a lot of money? Dummies, dummies, dummies.
Shows, I'm just physically obviously not capable of doing them.
I want to know what drugs led to this, if there were drugs that led to it.
This is pretty serious.
Yeah, you don't say. Speaking of drugs, Hunter Biden.
Right now, Amy's exclusive interview with the former wife of Hunter Biden. He spoke with Kathleen Buell. She's out with a new memoir.
She certainly is, George. And Hunter,
I'm going to make money off of this awful marriage that I got cheated on 1,000 times.
Hunter Biden has, of course,
but I claim to be a feminist.
Attracted a great deal of attention over his business dealings, his troubled and turbulent personal life.
Yeah.
Through it all, his former wife, Kathleen Buell, has remained In the Shadows, but now in her new memoir, If We Break, a memoir of marriage, addiction, and healing, she is now breaking her silence.
Okay.
She was married to Hunter Biden for 24 years.
Oh, my God. When you hear about the marriages that just cheat every day, and it's like, Hunter Biden, 24 years, she's like Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Vedder. You're like, ugh.
And this morning, for the first time, Kathleen Buell is opening up in an ABC News exclusive about her new memoir, If We Break.
The process of writing the book was incredibly cathartic.
I felt good that I'm going to throw my husband under the bus that I claimed a quarter century married to him. Oh, yeah, it's for his riveting good looks. When I think of a good-looking guy, I think of that crackhead.
Came to own some of the decisions and choices I made, which was hard.
Now divorced from the president's son for 5 years, Buell detailing everything from watching her husband struggle with drug and alcohol addiction.
That sucks. Go to rehab!
At what point in your marriage did you realize that Hunter had a drinking problem?
Probably when I walked in on him banging a hooker while doing crack.
With addiction, especially, there's so much shame surrounding it that it becomes something that we don't talk about.
We've seen images of Hunter, the ones that were on his laptop looking disheveled. Was that the husband you knew in moments at times?
Yes.
Not at all.
Oh, no, he was so perfect around me. You two were smoking crack together.
He was struggling under a massive drug addiction.
Oh, that sucks, man.
And that's heartbreaking and painful. And
I'm pretending to care because in the book, I threw him under the bus. I read right through you.
That wasn't who I was married to.
To her decision to...
Maybe it was who you're married to and you just were not aware. Maybe you didn't read the situation correctly and you liked the bougie life. You probably didn't like your father-in-law, though.
And
I don't think anyone does.
And that wasn't who I was married to.
To her decision to let him control their finances.
You say you weren't really involved in the finances at all.
This was one of the harder parts for me to write and to acknowledge.
That it wasn't your money?
It's embarrassing to say that I ceded all financial control to my husband.
That sucks.
Do you know why you did that?
Because I was married and I wasn't making any money. I'm not defending Hunter, but
I liked the nice things and I didn't want to think about the cost at which they were coming.
Yeah, because you weren't doing much. Oh, but my love for Hunter was so big.
Writing this book really helped me to understand how unfair that was to Hunter.
And why? He's living a life.
And how unhealthy that was for me.
It was in 2003 when Hunter returned from rehab the first time. And
I don't care anymore. May he burn in hell. May they all burn in hell. Not this guy.
Life in Plastic looks pretty fantastic for the sun-kissed Ryan Gosling. Warner Bros. Pictures just gave fans a glimpse of its upcoming live-action feature film, Barbie, by sharing a first-look photo of the actor portraying the iconic Ken doll.
Oh, wow.
And he's clearly ready to go party.
I don't know if they're going to play any of the Barbie music, so we're going to skip over that. This happened last night. Right here.
Clouds gave way to clearer skies this evening, just in time. Clouds gave way to clearer skies this evening, just in time for the strawberry supermoon to make its appearance.
CBS2's Vanessa Murdoch with more on...
I love looking at the moon. It just makes me think about my own mortality, because something so small in the sky can be seen, and I can't be seen from outer space. Unforgettable.
This astrophysical phenomenon and why one expert hopes the term super doesn't ruin your viewing experience.
Oh, it's... If that ruins your experience, you're not someone I want to be around, so we're not going to play that clip.
As many struggle with rising gas prices, one gas station owner is taking a financial hit in order to help.
He'll only be doing this for so long.
Chandra Singh owns a service station in Phoenix, Arizona. For most people, that's a lucrative business, but Mr. Singh is losing money daily, on purpose. He told KPHO he's doing it for a simple reason.
The gases are $4.39. It's really sad to think that I missed when it was 4:39. It's really sad that Tyler Perry is such a loser that he's having to live off of cloud from 4 months ago.
Tyler Perry is looking back at that infamous Oscar slap.
Everyone does. It's literally the equivalent of like Iman Shumpert going on every podcast. He's a former New York Knicks player that Kobe scored like 25 points on in a fourth quarter game. And he's like, yeah, Kobe scored 25 points on me because I wasn't that good in the NBA. And he goes on all the Smoke podcasts. He goes on the JJ Redick podcast. He goes on all these sports podcasts talking about it. He gets interviewed by Peter Rosenberg in the Ebro Morning Show. The same thing with Tyler Perry. He's living off of the cloud of that. They're like, oh, here's my opinion on it. Here's my opinion. Cool. But I am reporting on it, so I'm falling for the bait.
The director, who is friends with both Will Smith and Chris Rock, addressed the shocking moment during a wide-ranging conversation with Gayle King at the Tribeca Film Festival. Tyler was captured speaking to the King Richard star moments after the incident, but he told Gayle that he wasn't comforting him. He was, quote, de-escalating the situation.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need. Tyler Perry to save the day. You know how you could save the day, Tyler Perry? You could finally make a good movie.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.